Jesus Christ, prophet, carpenter, mystic, son of God, savior and friend. He is known by many names. The birth of this beloved teacher and master, who was born in Bethlehem, marks the beginning of the Western calendar. So important was his influence on humanity. The birth of this man, who was one with God, is a sacred event that marks an entire era. Jesus made his appearance on the world's stage in the humble manger, born to the devout Jewish couple, Joseph and Mary, who were given signs of his greatness. From the Bible, we know that when Jesus was 12 years old, he stayed in a temple in Jerusalem in order to talk with and ask questions of the teachers. The people were amazed at his understanding. Some sources say that Jesus went to India, the land of spiritual knowledge, since time immemorial, where he studied with adept and wise teachers. He next enters the gospel narrative at about the age of 30 when he was baptized by John the Baptist, an event that marks the beginning of his brief public life as a teacher. Jesus taught God's love and forgiveness to all people with open hearts. Jesus could discuss the scriptures with the erudite and learned, but mostly he told simple stories called parables that everyone could understand. Jesus is especially loved and remembered because of his sacrifice. 3 days after his crucifixion, he arose in glory and triumph. Today we present to you excerpts of Jesus Christ's teachings as written in the Gospel of Mark, chapters 6, 9, 10, and 12 in the Holy Bible.
Mark 6, A Prophet Without Honor. Jesus went to his hometown accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things, they asked. What's this wisdom that has been given him, that he even does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them,
Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honor.
He cannot do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them, and he was amazed at their lack of faith.
Jesus sends out the 12. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to him, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra tunic. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
Mark 9.
The Transfiguration.
And he said to them, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud.
This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him.
Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, "Why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied,
"To be sure, Elijah does come first and restores all things. Why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected? But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything they wished, just as it is written about him."
Who is greatest? They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them,
"What were you arguing about on the road?"
But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said,
"If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all."
He took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them,
"Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me.
Whoever is not against us is for us." "Teacher," said John, "we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop, because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said. "No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to Christ will certainly not lose his reward."
Mark 10. The Little Children and Jesus.
People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them,
"Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it."
And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them.
The Rich Young Man.
As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
"Why do you call me good?"
Jesus answered,
"No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother."
"Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him.
"One thing you lack,"
he said.
"Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad, because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples,
"How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God."
The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again,
"Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God."
The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said,
"With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God."
Peter said to him, "We have left everything to follow you."
"I tell you the truth,"
Jesus replied,
"no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first."
The request of James and John. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
What do you want me to do for you? He asked.
They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory.
You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?
We can, they answered.
Jesus said to them, you will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared.
When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said,
you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Mark 12. Paying taxes to Caesar. Later, they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. They came to him and said, Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we? But Jesus knew their hypocrisy.
Why are you trying to trap me?
He asked.
Bring me a denarius and let me look at it.
They brought the coin and he asked them,
whose portrait is this? And whose inscription?
Caesar's, they replied. Then Jesus said to them,
give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.
And they were amazed at him.
Marriage at the Resurrection.
Then the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. Teacher, they said, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man must marry the widow and have children for his brother. Now there were 7 brothers. The first one married and died without leaving any children. The second one married the widow, but he also died leaving no child. It was the same with the third. In fact, none of the 7 left any children. Last of all, the woman died too. At the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the 7 were married to her? Jesus replied,
are you not in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. Now about the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the bush, how God said to him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are badly mistaken.
The Greatest Commandment. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important?
The most important one,
answered Jesus,
is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
Well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but Him. To love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him,
you are not far from the kingdom of God.
and from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions.
The Widow's Offering. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny.
Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on."
We appreciate your open-minded company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May God grace you and your loved ones with ever more fulfillment and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.